WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Taylor Reed here, back with another dose of daily Stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy beautiful world we call life. Today, we're diving into something pretty fundamental, how to fuel our bodies and minds effectively through mindful eating. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh great, another lecture about kale smoothies and portion control, hear me out. This isn't about restricting yourself or feeling guilty for that extra slice of pizza, because let's be real, sometimes you just need it. It's about cultivating a deeper connection with what we put into our bodies, recognizing the power of food to nourish both our physical and mental well-being, and ultimately making choices that feel good, inside and out. So, get ready to grab a glass of water, maybe even your favorite snack, because, again, moderation is key. And let's break down 5 key takeaways to transform your eating habits from mindless munching to mindful mealtime magic. First up, awareness is everything. Seriously, when was the last time you truly paid attention to what you were eating? Not just visually, but the taste, the texture, even the smell? Mindful eating means engaging all your senses and savoring each bite. Think of it like this: food is more than just fuel, it's an experience. Second, ditch the distractions. Phone down, TV off, email notifications silenced, create a sacred space for your meals. You wouldn't try to have a deep conversation with a friend while scrolling through Instagram, would you? Treat your mealtime like a valuable conversation with yourself and your body. Third, listen to your body's cues. Remember that feeling of being truly satisfied after a delicious meal? That's your body whispering, thank you. On the flip side, ever feel uncomfortably full or bloated after eating too much? That's your body saying, hey, slow down. Pay attention to those signals and learn to recognize your body's natural hunger and fullness cues. Fourth, choose foods that nourish you. This isn't about deprivation, it's about making conscious choices that align with your well-being. Load up on colorful fruits and veggies, lean protein, and whole grains, the good stuff that makes your body sing. Remember, food is information, choose wisely. Finally, practice gratitude. Take a moment before each meal to appreciate the abundance of food available to you. Acknowledge the farmers, the chefs, the people who made it possible for you to enjoy this delicious meal. A little gratitude can go a long way in transforming your relationship with food. Okay, let's get real for a second. Picture this. You're at a potluck, surrounded by tempting treats, brownies, pizza rolls, potato salad galore. Your stomach is rumbling, your willpower is wavering. How do you navigate those situations without turning into a sugar-crazed monster? This is where mindful eating comes in clutch. Take a deep breath, assess the situation, and choose your battles wisely. Maybe indulge in a small portion of that delicious pizza roll, savor every bite. But also load up on that colorful veggie platter. And remember, there's no shame in having a healthy conversation with yourself like, hey body, I know you want all those goodies, but how about we focus on nourishing ourselves first? Mindful eating isn't just about what you put on your plate, it's about cultivating a healthier relationship with food. One that's mindful, balanced, and filled with gratitude. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to transform your eating habits from mindless munching to mindful mealtime magic. Remember, this isn't a quick fix, it's a journey of self-discovery and conscious choices. One step at a time, one bite at a time, you can cultivate a healthier and happier relationship with food, starting today. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts, experiences, or even your favorite mindful eating tips in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And as always, remember, you've got this. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.